And now, joining us on the phone, all the way from Leatherhead, which is a journey, trust me, I do it every day, it's Shay.
Morning, Shay.
Good morning.
Morning.
How,
how is the
lovely Leatherhead this morning?
Oh, it's lovely here today. Lovely bright sunshine.
Subtropical?
Tropical sunshine, yeah.
Leatherhead? Tropical? What? Tropical sunshine?
Yeah, it being a bank holiday, I don't have to be there tomorrow. It's quite nice, you know.
So it's lovely here in Leatherhead. So I understand you've got something for me then,
John.
We have. Now, are you sitting down? Because you're going to like this.
You're going to love this. So our regular listener and our friend James in Woking, he said, do you know what? I love listening to Shay so much, but there's one thing missing. I said, what's that, James? He goes, Shay needs his own jingle.
We said, well, if you want to make him one.
So James in Woking has made a jingle. Are you ready? For the first time ever hearing your theme tune.
Here we go.
Are you ready? Let's hit the button.
Here we go.
Guess who's back? Two, one, go. Back again. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Ooh. Guess who's back?
Yes, he is. He's back. Once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
Where'd you go?
Oh, that's good.
You like that?
That's really good.
It's back again.
That's really good.
We love that. We've got the music that plays in the background as well, so this is quite cool. We quite like this.
I know.
Yeah, so. That's good. You'll be able to play that on Wednesday morning, John.
I will. On Wednesday morning? Are you coming on Wednesday as well?
Honestly.
As well as with Matt, you can play it again on Wednesday.
Okay.
Why, are you going to turn up on Wednesday as well?
Are you on a Wednesday show as well, then? Do I not know about that?
Well, I'm just saying that
this is
Wednesday show as well, so
yeah. This is Shay taking over Radio Woking.
Yeah, take on every show.
Yeah.
Oh, Shay's back. Yeah. Oh, no, so, not again. Anyway.
Do you know what? I've just realised. Shay's got more production on this show than we have.
Shay's got more production on this show than we have.
So, how has your week been, Shay?
Oh, it's been good. Very good. And I've been out, went out for a nice walk yesterday.
Oh, where'd you go?
I went down by the river.
Oh, in Leatherhead. River Mole. Is that there? My geography
says. That's right, yeah. There's a lovely cycle path just not far from me.
Mm. You weren't on a bike, were you? You weren't on a bike. Tell me you weren't on a bike.
No, I wasn't on a bike. Oh, okay. I walked down there.
Phew,
and
okay.
I didn't... So I walked all the way down there and, general walk, which was good.
Well, I went to a farm yesterday, Shay. Went to hang out with pigs and goats and very hungry goats that kind of like to eat all the food I had for them very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was fun.
That's good.
And then...
How's things with you then, Matt?
Things with me are very good, actually, sir.
What have you managed to get your wheels on your bike?
Yeah, I've got new wheels. I'm all good. The wheels are functioning well, which means I was on the bus again today. I'm not being driven by John Andrews.
That's a blessing.
which John was pleased about because he meant he could stay in bed an extra half hour. I've got... been busy shopping, I've done a bit of work, you know, got a nice easy day tomorrow, might go to the Mayfair, might do some other stuff.
Yeah.
Enjoy my extra day off.
Are you doing anything for next weekend?
I haven't made plans yet.
No, we're open to suggestions. No. I know where you are in Leatherhead, they've got lots of events actually on for the
coronation. They have, yeah.
They've got, apparently, in Leatherhead, they've got a vintage bus from the 1950s that's going to be going around. And again, they've got a street party as well, which is happening, I think.
That's right, yeah.
So you're going to go to street party?
Oh, yours truly will be there. I'll be there.
Oh, should we send the organisers a jingle? When you walk into the street
party. Look who's back.
Shay's
back.
So, yeah. This is something that Matt and I were talking about just now. I don't know if you heard, but I went to a clothes shop yesterday to buy some clothes, and I was told...
Breathe.
Yep.
Breathe.
Sorry, this is making me a bit hot under the collar. I was told if I wanted to take the coat hanger home that my shirt was on, I would have to pay 10p for it.
Really?
Yeah. Paying for coat hangers. What do you think about that?
Oh God, so Matt, you managed to get to the microphone all right this morning, did you?
Yes, I did.
What a lovely start to this year.
The presenters that are here on Saturday night are taller than me, so they left it much higher, and I was like, wait a minute.
I heard at the start of the show, I thought, Matt's not on the microphone, get yourself right position.
Our harshest
there
critic.
There we go.
There you go. But how would you rate the show so far? I mean, we're 47 minutes in. What are we going to get out of 10 today, Matt? Shay.
Shay. He's Shay, I'm Matt.
Shay, yes. What's our scores? Come on.
It's good, very good, and you got the lady who's going to be who run the London Marathon. Be interesting to see how she's done.
Well, possibly she hasn't come back to me yet. She might still be recovering, but she did very, very well. I know she did it in quite an impressive time. Well, it seems impressive to me, to be honest.
And of course, Becky, who we had on a few weeks ago with Andrew, she did really well as well.
And she did. And have you seen all the pictures of Becky? She made post-marathon photo shoot all of her very own. It was brilliant.
Brilliant, yeah. So there you go. Lots of money being raised last weekend for some really good charities
good,
as well.
Good.
Yeah.
And remind people,
you're
11 o'clock, you've got the scouts coming in.
Yeah, the scouts are coming in.
See, I told you. Yeah. Shay's just turned into the producer of the show. It's brilliant.
Yeah. We feel, no, yeah, Shay, because it's almost like you're staring at us through the glass going, you know, you've got this coming up, you've got this coming up. You could be our producer.
Well, that's it, you see. I listen to you guys all the time.
This is good to know.
Much, do I?
So I've discovered something this week, Shay.
You know, I wonder when you were going to tell him this.
Now, you know how you like to go down a kebab shop?
Oh, there we go again.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
Apparently, you can have kind of a kebab without even leaving your own house.
Yeah, it's found a way for you to have kebabs at home without leaving.
Yeah.
The boys, the ones that beside me, they only need to come across the road because they know where I live anyway, so it's not a problem.
Do they do home deliveries then?
We do, yeah.
Oh, do you like shout out the window? Can I have a large donut and some chips and a can of Coke? Yes, we'll get over in a minute. Is that how it works?
Well, that's it. You just shout out the window to everybody in Woking there.
Yeah, exactly. I'll try that. I shout out the window. Everyone looks at me going, can you be quiet, please? We're trying to sleep.
Yeah.
But apparently, Shay, you'll love this.
Yeah. You might enjoy this.
You can buy a pot noodle and it's doner kebab flavoured. So just saying, you know, get a few of them in when you go shopping.
Personally,
next.
And it's a personal thing, I can't stand pot noodles, so I've never even tried it. Ooh. But what do you think, Shay?
I don't know. It's hard to say, really.
We'll have a live taste test when you come to see us in the studio. It's fine. I mean,
yeah, I'm having that day off.
When I try and taste something, I turn my nose up at things if I don't like something.
Okay.
That'll work well on radio.
What do you think about that? Okay. One thing I will say, the Christmas dinner pot noodle was not very nice. I did get some of those. That wasn't nothing like a Christmas dinner. It was just like chemicals.
So, what are you up for the rest of the day then, John?
Don't know yet. Probably out enjoying the sunshine somewhere because it's going to have a nice day. What about you? What's happening for you?
I've got a lovely Cindy coming in at 10:30 this morning.
Okay. That's why we got you in early. You don't want to be interrupted by doorbells going off.
That's why you got me in there early, see?
Exactly.
The doorbell hasn't gone yet.
Okay. That's good. That's good. So we can talk. It's fine.
Yes.
Yeah, you can talk, yeah.
Although we have got the business news on the way quite soon too, you know.
Yeah. So, Shay, we will leave you to your wonderful day in subtropical Leatherhead.
Yeah, look after the place. Yeah. I'll be back on Tuesday, all right?
You'll be back on Tuesday, will you? And then, so.
Back in Leatherhead on Tuesday, so just look after it for me until then.
Yeah.
A big shout out to Rob Day.
Okay.
Yeah,
hi, see, Rob Day. Thursday breakfast.
He's been listening to Rob as well.
Oh, you listen to Rob's show?
Yeah. As well. I'd rather listen to you, John.
Oh, yeah, okay. Could you listen to Thursday Drive, please, in the afternoon?
I don't want to do that.
I will do, Matt, yeah.
And then you can give me your critique as well. I'll ring you up and all sorts.
Oh, that'd be nice, yeah.
This is like a low-budget version of Britain's Got Talent. Are we through to the next round, Shay?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'd like to wish everybody a lovely day in Woking, and take care. I hope the weather's nice down there.
Thanks,
and
Shay.
I'll talk to you again next week.
You will.
Yeah.
Have a safe day.
Take care, mate.
You have a
later.
Good bank holiday. Speak to you soon.
I'll let you crack on with the show.
Thanks, Shay.
There's the producer telling you to hurry up, John.
Crack on, he's cracking the whip, seriously. 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Thank you, Shay. Speak to you soon. Later.